So, welcome to everyone. Any reflections, please?
And I wonder if I could maybe ask, if it's okay with you, if I could just ask if anybody felt any energy.
Okay,
guided meditation that I.
Yeah, please.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
Yeah, please.
It doesn't need anyone, just raise the arm and if anyone felt any energy.
There are hands, many. Yeah. You know, somebody is raising two instead of one.
Sorry?
Somebody raising two hands instead of one, yeah. So that means very much. So, you want to say something about this?
The only thing I could say that meditation I led, it came from the Western tradition of what they call the bioenergetics, working with the bioenergy, whatever that may be. And I have a sort of vague feeling, maybe that's something sort of like at the sort of base, and then one can sort of develop it or study it in two different directions, maybe more into the prana aspect, and maybe more into more subtle, finer chi. But the sort of underlying energy is maybe the same, but that's just, I don't know.
Chi master maybe can say something.
So I'm also just curious if because we've done some breath work, Qigong. I don't know if people feel kind of difference in quality of the energy.
I think people are nodding, so you are not seeing what I'm seeing, that people are doing this, so certainly they felt something. So maybe I think we have backups, backup. In computer we have, backup. So similarly, in energetic body, in energy energy realm, we have backups. Backups means, there will be like what John is saying, bioenergy. Bioenergy means the field of the body, and in the field of body there is a structure to flow the energy, and that is also made half by body, half by energy, like this. I don't know the how it's called in science, I don't know words, so maybe if Danji can help me with the words.
Meridians,
something like that. So, and then there is this structure which is not fully half from the body and half from the energy, so that energy can flow. And then there is this, what we call prana energy, which power, which really flows, when we have to act, suddenly is directed and acts, does our job. And in pranas, there are different kind of pranas. Some pranas really work for the, you know, like, so whatever is not good for the body, that goes out, like sweating, you know, like everything. Sampranas help digestive system. Sampranas help creativity. And, you know, like, you know, all these. So, and then, like, this is like a, say, physical system of energy. But then there, after this, there will be, like, transmitting centers in the body. Like, in case, like, if you remember, if you have done a lot, you know, like, and almost feeling that you cannot do anymore, you know, almost like all bioenergy finished. And suddenly you feel it's coming back again. So this backup system, like, you know, there are, like, in each part of body, like this transformer, you can say, you know, they really will be like points, you know, it's not spread all over the body. They kind of like somehow give energy to the system. And then certainly, like, still, we can call it still bioenergy, this, because it's like too much connected with body. And then there will be like another backup system, you know, kind of, maybe we can call, not in all parts of body, you know, in one part of somewhere, you know, like still maybe half physical and half kind of. And then there is like a maybe, you know, I really don't know, but it is still kind of like, you know, some physical connection in that. And then after that, there is like another backup, you know, like completely energetic realm, you know, like a like different triangle kind of, you know, like points. And they will also be, like, you know, like we never manage to spend this much, you know. Like, if we manage, then they will be kind of sending the energy. So, like, you know, last time, like what Vasishtha was talking, like this energy body, they talk about this, like, you know, this triangle, which is not from, you know, it's not bio at all.
Triangle.
Yeah, you know, in a triangle form, there will be like transmitters, you know, kind of, you know, same kind of transmitter kind of like way. So they will be sending, like when needed, sending the energy.
So a triangle in the body?
Not in the body, it's like outside the body, kind of.
And system,
you know, like many backups, and also for this there will be another backup, you know. Also, this is still like, which is more maybe more collective, you know, collective backup. So there are like few backups, you know.
I'm a bit lost.
So somehow, like, in energy realm is like very kind of, you know, it's like very maybe it goes like very, very, either we say deep or out, you know, like that way. Because chakras are part of still body, you know, like in body we have places from where we feel specific kind of energy. It is still bio, but certainly like finer bio. Yes, please.
Just try to get a feel from this energy body in itself. Some questions coming up. One is, so first of all, this energy.
Yeah.
And so this energy body, is that sort of linked to all sort of our tendencies and everything that shows on in our mind? Is that actually linked to all of this, or is it?
No, because it's like only transmitting. So the energy will come, and then certainly mind will use according to mind's, you know, like the situation of mind. It's not created by the mind. It's like the, you know, in the kind of the system, you know, how, like the, in the whole system. Yeah. So like, you know, there will be like this backup system. And then, you know, like if needed, you know, like generally, you know, maybe somebody, you know, like generally we really don't connect to that. We connect to bio and then the, like these transmissions of body centers. Like sometimes we really use them, but this system, you know, it's like maybe sometimes, you know, like, but it's not much. Yeah. You know. Yes, please.
You mentioned the other day that actually, well, I don't know if you call it responsibility, that there's actually a possibility of working on this energy body from outside, from the teacher.
Yeah, you know, like it's because it's like in that realm, like teacher, it's like, so then certainly, you know, effects like the same, that realm, energy of that realm effects to really hold, yeah.
But they need the student needs to be in that realm in order for the teacher to be
Available, yeah.
The teacher can't work on my energy system.
Yeah, like, you know, student needs to be available, you know, for that.
And one last one is, you said also that this energy realm is basically necessary in order to go deeper into a fall into something deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, in...
It's about stretching it out and sort of making it more...
Yeah. You know, because it's like a... like when it's like, say, bio, you know, like in the physical. So there will be like the still... you know, body will also attract, like, you know, because of the physical involvement in that energy, still... we will be left in body, you know, like in body kind of energies. So, like when we really are not left there, you know, like somewhere effect of this, because like body is also, is like, there will be energy, but also use of energy in body. So those energies, like energy is there, but also pulling, you know, like use is there. Like that means like pulling is also there. So this is why like it's difficult to drop when still in physical, like in bio energy. So like this is why other day he was saying like, you know, like because Ram is in that kind of, you know, open, you know, like space. So, and because it's like, in that kind of realm, you know, like because your intention doesn't work, it's kind of like beyond the realm of body. So then intention doesn't work. So something like, some kind of like, we can say gravitation works, you know. And that's why he was saying like, because teacher, you know, is in that gravitation. So might, you know, kind of. Doesn't matter, you know. Doesn't matter. Like in that realm, you know, it's no like that.
What does it mean to be available?
You know, I think maybe to be available means like really to be open for that, you know, kind of like somewhere, you know.
Open to the field of gravity.
Yeah. open for the field, you know, that field. Like generally, you know, the body, you know, like we really kind of somewhere we really are connected to body. So generally, like we are available for the body, you know, body and this kind of thing, mind. So like somewhere available means, you know, really maybe setting off for the body, setting off for the mind, you know, like that's what it means, being available. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also.
But the gravitation thing is like on the, like the farther level, energetic level.
Energetic level, yeah.
It's very far, it's not like the
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is energy and channels?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess aim is to, well, we say recognize the nature of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I guess fear means recognize the self.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, and then stabilize the realization.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard that when that's all done, the channels are somehow different. And then, so I heard that there's kind of two approaches. One is just to abide as much in that natural state, and then the channels kind of rearrange automatically. And the other approach is to specifically work on the channels with, you know, various visualizations and exercises, so that you kind of rearrange them, and then that kind of makes the
jump, yeah.
Yeah. And I think in the Tibetan tradition, they're often done together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people, they don't work on the channels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But those who do, they're still doing both ways and stuff.
Yeah.
But do you have anything to say about those kind of practices and the usefulness of like directly working with the channels and visualizations?
You know, I think, you know, all of them will be helpful, you know,
yeah.
Certainly, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please, yeah.
Question about reflection in the realm. You say, like, there's no thought.
There is no, like, you know, after, because there is, like, say, energy realm related to body.
Mm-hmm.
There certainly thoughts will affect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there is energy realm where is no relation to body. So there because it's no link, you know.
Then
you can't. No, like what I'm saying, like you cannot affect through thinking that realm. What I, you know, like it, and also like if you are there, you know, it will be, you know, almost kind of difficult to think, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's like you can be in an energetic realm that's related to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Or an energetic realm that's very much more in space.
Yeah. And then, you know, then it's like not much effect of your thinking and yeah. Mm. Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, is that an energy from a like further back that's not in your body, that's just
maybe like, you know, something like that, you know, something really coming, you know, in spite of you, and yeah.
I'm kind of like just wondering,
mm-hmm,
how it actually moves.
How
the energy is traveling.
you know, like it's like in body, it's certainly vibration, you know. But when it's felt in body, it's vibration. But like before that, you know, I don't know how they travel, you know.
But if it's like energy when two people are talking or together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe transmission, you know. It looks like transmission.
Mm-hmm. So it's not actually traveling, it's just suddenly there.
Yeah. It's like, you know, traveling is like this bio, you know, like until its effect of bio, it's like traveling. And then transmission means like, it's not like traveling, you know, it's like directly going to.
And is that the way that you're saying it doesn't matter if the student is with the teacher?
Yeah.
It's a transmission? Is that what it means?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, please.
When you're made to the state,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in meditation, you know, many things happen, you know, also chakras can open and also. Yeah, you know, that kind of like, you know, it depends on which chakra you are working. So that kind of more energy will be there.
When does this happen?
When
does, when can one open the chakra?
You know, like in like there are many ways, like through yoga practices, people open chakras. Through meditation also, chakras are open. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
Mm-hmm. Meditation is with eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
I notice here,
like,
his eyes closed.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just like, you know, one can open eyes, one can do closed eyes. You know, I have been doing closed eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that might be the preference, you know. I don't say, you know, I say, you know, just choose however you feel. Like I really say, you know, please see what really works for you, you know, because that is very important.
Yes.
Yeah, than any technique.
Yeah.
Hmm. But, you know, eyes closed work, eyes open work, you know, sitting works, you know, lying down works, standing works, sleeping works, you know. So, like, I think everything works, you know. Depends, like, what works for you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Kit Kats also work, yeah. Yes, please, yeah. You know, probably, like when it happens, not that time, you know, but later you, because like this is like a, you know, in the worldly sense, you know, like we know first, like, you know, there is knowledge in the beginning, and then happening happens later, you know, and in this like spiritual realm, you know, happening happens and knowledge follows, you know, like maybe 2 years later you understand, you know, kind of, like many things, you know, like you understand very, you know, very late, you know, like this was happening, you know, so kind of, you know, like that, you know. I think last time, like the, this was that, so that Ram can rest in that, you know, like in that energetic realm. That was the, and then now saying, Kadarthana cha naivesha Ramo hi gat kalmasha nirmale mukure vaktra mayat ne naiv bimbat. And certainly like resting there, you know, like, you know, being in that realm. He's saying, kalmasha, all you know, all dirt will be cleaned, and your mirror will be like completely clean, kind of like your mirroring ability will be completely clean. And certainly he's saying like in a clean mirror, everything kind of reflects. So, you know, saying like, you know, that way Ram will really all kind of all possibilities of misunderstanding something, you know, they will dissolve. And certainly because of this clean mirroring ability, you know, kind of will be mirrored, you know, kind of like you will be able to see what is, you know, how things are, of nature of like tat jnanam sach shastrarth dvait yam ninditam satchichhay viraktay sadho yad padishyat. And like, you know, this like he's saying like what has been seen through mirroring, you know, through that, in that state or not state, whatever that is, you know, this mirroring, whatever that is, he's saying that like that shouldn't be used for like for proving, you know, like he's saying like certainly if one is not able to understand, will not understand. So like he's saying like, you know, that knowledge only should be said to people who really kind of like are looking for that, you know, not for, like he's saying like, you know, that knowledge shouldn't be said to people who have no appreciation for that, you know. So because then like shastrarth means, you know, like you are just putting your view and somebody is putting, you know, his view, and there is no compromise, you know, like views never meet kind of, you know. It's like, so saying like this knowledge should not be used for for your views, you know. It's like it only should be used for somebody to help, you know, to help, you know, who is like proceeding towards that.
Yeah, open.
Yeah, try to understand. You know, like who really, kind of like a, really are open for that. You know, like to, like he's basically he's saying like you know, like this. You know, like when you go to prove. You know, like when you speak to prove yourself. You know, and somebody is speaking to prove. You know, not in that way. Like you know, that's what he's saying. Like not shastrarth. अशिष्याय विरक्ताय यत किंचित उपदिश्यते तत् प्रमात् पवित्रत्वं गोचीरं स्वदृता विव. So saying like, you know, if you do so, like it will be same as you are giving somebody cow milk in very dirty pot, kind of, you know, like which cannot be used. Kind of. So saying like one who has to be careful, you know, to whom to speak and whom not to speak.
Beat rag bhaya krodha. निर्माणा गलित तैनशः वदन्ति त्वादृशा यत्र तत्र विश्रामति धी.
So saying like this, like धी, you know, this wisdom should be shared where people are saying like bitrag, you know, people are past their attachments, people are have passed their fear, people have passed their anger, people have passed their kind of fame, you know, like you know, it's not, they really don't want any more fame, you know. And all you know, all jealousness has melted, you know. It's no any more, like generally kind of like I'm happy for me, but not happy for, you know, like because of this jealousness, you know, like, you know, like if I get, I'm happy. If somebody else get, I'm unhappy. So he's saying like a galit tenasa, you know, like the galit means like melted, you know, when this quality of me and other is melted, you know, it's happy for anyone, you know. So vadanti tvadrasha yatra, and as if, like you know, as if I am speaking kind of like a, you know, there is no, like as if I am speaking for myself, you know. Like, you know, it's not, there is no sense that I'm providing some help, you know, like to anyone, you know, as if there is a sense, I'm providing to myself, you know. So saying like this wisdom should be used for those kind of purposes. And he's saying like, tatra visranti, and there only you will receive peace, rest, you know, this, because no competition, you know, like, you know, nothing kind of like a
no jealousy, you know, nothing. So certainly sharing will be as good as resting, you know. It's not like a, not a job, you know. Yes, Janji.
Also in the sentence you read before, the last one you said, the question came to me, is then he saying that a master should not try to share knowledge with people who aren't ready to receive? Is that what he's saying?
You know, like he's saying, like, you know, like generally what happens, like when some, like, you know, some insight, you know, or some good knowledge comes, so then, like generally I think, you know, this will be helpful to everyone. So he's kind of like putting, you know, maybe it's not helpful to say to...
Yes, that would be my question. Is he saying, in some sense, it could have a negative effect trying to share knowledge?
Yeah, it could have...
You
know, like it could, like, you know.
How could it be negative? I mean, if a master says something, people aren't ready to receive. How can it be negative?
You know, because like people might kind of like, you know, like this, like maybe hold this system, you know, like where, you know, people are selling knowledge, you know, like, you know, the.
Because of that, okay, I'm dying. Something like that. That knowledge might not be shared, since it might not be useful for the person.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, basically, you know, he's saying, like, you know, maybe it's not helpful, you know, without, yeah, so kind of is talking about helpfulness and. You know, probably, you know, that will not come, you know, also, like it's really, but somehow he decided to speak about it, so.
It's like a requisite, like it's a good thing, this is what I didn't understand.
A good thing.
He needs something
more to say. You know, probably like it's good thing, you know, because then you wait for the right moment to say. Maybe, like, maybe somebody, you know, could say not in the right moment. So in that way, kind of, because generally, kind of like knowledge is like a, is a energy, knowledge itself, you know, like when you know, it's difficult to contain, kind of like you, and I think this is why he is saying, you know, like really contain it so that it comes in the right moment, not in, yeah, like, you know, the knowledge actually, like say, you know, one experience we, it's very common, like when you have money in your pocket. So what happens, you know, suddenly, you know, I should buy this chair, you know, I should, like, you cannot be quiet, you know, like, that experience, I think, you know, most of us have. So, like, similarly, like, when you know something, it doesn't really let you sit, you know, kind of, you know, it's like you really, immediately want to dial a friend and tell, you know. This great thing has happened to me. Yeah. And maybe that is not right with knowledge, you know, because it's like, it's like very, what you are doing is very impulsive, you know. And maybe you have to wait till the right moment, you know. So, kind of, you know, it's like a, you know, like when you fall in knowledge, it's really like you know that how difficult it is to contain, you know, to not say. So, so I think this is why he's like knowing. You know, like I remember, you know, for instance, you know, like my story. So, like when I really fall in this, so then like, you know, the what came in is, you know, it's like, it's really so easy, you know, like, you know, it can be understood by anyone, you know, it's like, it's so simple, so easy. So then what happened, you know, like, just... So then, like, I had a friend, you know, who has been working in a newspaper, Hindi newspaper. So I really wanted to kind of, you know, advertise teas in newspaper, you know, because it's so easy, you know, and everyone can get. So I went to him and kind of, you know, and then I gave him, and then he really smiled at me, kind of. So... Then I started talking to him. Like he was editor of this newspaper. So, and I couldn't manage to make him understand. You know, like what I, you know, I thought, you know, everyone will understand. And I couldn't manage to make him understand, like, who is editor of a newspaper. Means, like, so suddenly... question, you know, kind of came back to me, you know, maybe it's like I'm thinking it's so easy, but it's not so easy, kind of, you know, so I think something like that he's pointing out, and I think, you know, it seems right from my experiences as well as, you know, like if he would have not smiled at me, probably I would have thought he understood, kind of, you know, and, you know, maybe I would have not made this effort that he understands or not, and maybe I would have gone, you know, like in a very different way, kind of, you know, like trying to make people understand. But that really stopped me somehow, you know, like to wait and, you know, say when right moment comes. Yeah, like, you know, then later, you know, I say, but, you know, in
it's like it's
right. Yeah, it's like very, you know, like in the right moments, you know. You know, I think, you know, people really like it. You know, like the heart really likes it, you know. Yeah. That mind, you know, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
You know, like I was writing, and you know, it's like very easy to know the truth. You know, it's like it's very simple. You know, come and in 1 minute you will know. that kind of, you know, like I still have that paper. You know, I keep, you know, like it at home. No, like, because his truth cannot be said. So, but you know, I have this confidence that I can make people understand. And when I was not able to even make understand my friend, who is an editor, you know, of a newspaper, it means like that kind of mind. So then I question my ability, you know, kind of. So I think some people are understanding, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, somehow, you know, that has found a way, you know, like, with sharing, you know.
Yeah, but for us, it cannot come and be with you, like, all year
long. You know, I think, you know, you cannot come, but I come every day to you. You know, like, I understand that, but I also know that I every day contact you, so... No, that was like Hindi newspaper, like he newspaper stopped, you know, like, you know, now it's not, it was from, which one? Like now it doesn't exist anymore, no, that was published, like this Hindustan Time has taken over on that paper. Yeah, it's like really feels like, you know, stupid, you know. But like, you know, like really you feel, you know, not having the ability, you know, kind of, but still it feels right, you know, because maybe cannot be, you know. Yeah, you know, actually the word here he is using, you know, like giving milk someone in a pot which is wrapped by dog's skin. Actually, like I didn't say that, you know, because that is like little, like more dirty, you know.
So. Because in English there's actually a very similar saying, casting pearls before swine.
Yeah, so something like that. Also Kabir says some place, you know, also like this kind of, you know, don't open your pulse in market place, you know, Kabir. So saying that only speaking to right people, you know, like you will maybe feel rested, you know, like you will feel restful, kind of. Iti ukte gadhiputren vyas narad purvaka munaste tameva art sad pujayan. And when he spoke like this, all the people who, like he's saying, like Vyas and all people who really could understand that, they really kind of accepted, you know, like they really said, ah, you know, it's so wonderful to speak like that. अथो वाच महातेजा राज्ञः पार्श्वे ब्रह्मस्थितः ब्रह्मैव ब्रह्मणः पुत्रो वसिष्ठो भगवान मुनि. एंड सर्टेनली द होल असेंबली रियली लाइक कुड एक्सप्रेस ग्रेटिट्यूड टू to assist for speaking that way. So maybe we can stop here, and then, you know, if you have questions, you know, I'm back in 2 minutes, and then we can have some questions. Also, if you have some questions from Nicole Ji, so she is also available, please.
If you felt like you could help them somehow.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like, especially someone close to you or in your family, and you felt that, like, something you said could help, but you don't know if they're ready to hear it or not.
But, like, you know, ready to hear and could help is, like, I think same thing. Like, ready to hear means could help also. Like, they are kind of like same. Something
like somehow a really gentle approach, but not like trying to impose.
Yeah, you know, I think gentle approach is always good, you know. Not imposing is not good, you know. Certainly.
Sometimes people don't understand.
I like me, yeah, but you know, like. You know, probably like one thing might be that, you know, like if something is said and not understood, maybe that will make them suffer more. Then also that is possible. It's like very, you know.
There are also many levels one can say something. So
yeah.
We don't always have to come with great sort of words of wisdom.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly.
You know, say something off the bus.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Every day.
Yeah, you know, like it's like, you know, many on many levels, you know, that. So like he's talking about this, you know. He's not saying that, you know, you shouldn't speak, you shouldn't, you know, like show affection. All those things, you know, they are there.
So maybe we're wrong. Maybe.
I just feel that just to love this person the way this person is, instead of trying to tell them the truth, is sometimes then more helpful if somebody is close up. Just a hug, for example. And also it's okay, yeah, because there is a movement, so somebody who's closed may open at another time, and then there is like a the Buddha who says, like, to say things only if they are true, if they are helpful, and if it's the right moment, otherwise not to say anything. And I found that really, really helpful.
Talking with my mother, if I talked about spirituality, she'd be so upset. So I learned with my mother, I had to talk about cooking.
So there are some examples, you know.
So I have a question for Nicole. But I'm not sure if she will answer this in public.
You can leave me a note.
But you can leave him a note, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So who were the other two fully liberated beings?
Oh. Who are the three or two?
Like, it's a bit tricky because it's like built up on my feeling, and there is also the saying that only somebody who's fully liberated can recognize another fully liberated being. So it's totally based on my feeling, and don't know if it's wise to say this in public. So I tell you my opinion, and anybody else who really feels like wants to know my feeling about this. But I think it's better for people to leave them their own feeling about this.
I don't mind if you tell me. Okay.
You want to go for poll? You know? No. Okay. Public opinion.
And how many people have you met,
you know? I kind of like never, you know, checked out anyone, so yeah. That was not my drive, you know.
Do you think it's like
maybe certainly, yeah, like we have different standpoints. To know the...
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just wondering, like, how useful is it to know these kind of things?
You know, like, sometimes it's useful. Sometimes it's like, you know, driving you nuts, you know, because... So it's like, it's both, you know.
I like to figure these things out. You know.
Did I say this?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's like, I thought it comes from you now. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like trust is important, and a feeling of connection and openness otherwise. It cannot flow in. Yeah. And this should be naturally there, so not to try to make it. Yeah, I remember there was one teacher, and everybody spoke so great about him. And I felt like I have to be open to this guy because all the other people tell me how good this person is. And I just found out, no, like my feeling was right. Yeah, not this is just not for me. So to trust this inner feeling that's guiding us. And I got much more help than I expected to get, and it just naturally came to me. And I think it's going to happen to anybody who's really sincerely on the path and wants to walk towards liberation. So we don't need to make ourselves like a head about it. Can you say this? A head up, to make oneself a head about it? Just relax, enjoy the journey. Now it's really the most amazing journey one can ever do, that's what I feel. And I try to find the most exciting thing before, like jumping out of airplanes and with parachutes, of course. Traveling to the place where one can do the highest bungee jump in the world. Crazy stuff like this. But
under the water also?
What?
Under the water also?
Bungee jumping under the water? No.
No. Like diving? Diving?
Yes. But when I found out that there is something else to explore, some in the beginning going in all these inner worlds, my interest totally stopped to go bungee jumping. Because compared to this, it was just something's very small to do. Yeah, very important, but on the same time, like, it came from inside.
Yeah.
So there was this inner feeling of, I want to be in retreat, and then I want to really be many, many months in silence on my own, somewhere. Mm. And many people frightened me and said, oh, you're just gonna go crazy. But this inner feeling was just strong, and to follow this was very, very right for me. But it's nothing one must do, yeah, or put upon oneself in order to walk towards liberation. Despair, what is the German word? Ah, okay. Like you mean on the path, when I said yesterday. What did I talk yesterday? Is it recorded?
No. It's not recorded.
Yes, yeah. Well, what happened, I had like a deep awakening experience, and found that there is like a way. I found, like, I trusted in that this is a way out of the long periods and many years of depression I was going through. And what happened, my concepts about the world and about myself and about others and how things function and how things are, they start to fall like apart. So after having been really, really flying high, you could say, through all these revelations, great fear came up. And I found myself in my apartment with great, I don't know how you say this in English, anxiety and panic attacks. And I tried to open the door. Now I can laugh about it, but I remember just holding this thing you put down, the handle, and the door was like that much open. My whole body started to shake. So I had to close the door and go back to my bed and crying. And I phoned like one friend after the other. And after three times phoning this friend and three times phoning that friend, they also didn't know what to do with me. They thought, Nicole is just going to go crazy. And nobody understood me. And also in this purification process started. And what happened was, a lot of stuff that was stored down came up, so I found myself, after having seen this light, back into depression again, but just because it was coming up, and then it kind of, if I put a picture, it passes in front of my face again, yeah? So I started to have this thought of, if not even that is helping, what I thought will be the last thing I can go on trying, then like why to go on living. And I was for a period of time like deeply like suicidal again. I was already before, but I had this hope that something still is there I haven't found, which is helping me. And when I went on the path, I knew that's it. And then by having this period of difficulties coming up, I started to lose hope. So, is it understandable? So it was like the last threat that I had is also gone. And that was very dangerous time, I feel. Like dangerous in, you know, in that way, dangerous. Well, what helped was I had met Christopher Titmus and Jaya and Gemma in Bodh Gaya. And this period of difficulties came after the first retreat of going like really deeply in. And there was the Yatra in Spain. And myself alone, I think I wouldn't have had the power, like the inner kind of strength to, you know, sit in my car and go to Spain. But two friends, like Benoit and his girlfriend Ulrika, some of you know them, came to Munich and we drove together. And then I sat there with Jaya crying, holding her hand. Somehow, after a week or so, the depression kind of got better. So in this time, teachers are really, really helpful. So please use the opportunity to take this help when you find yourself in a hole. Well, it happened kind of, that's very difficult to say, yeah, where did it start and where did it end? It feels like there was a break in between, because I remember like so many lifetimes where I have been dedicated to spirituality and to the spiritual path already. So I cannot say where did it start. Yeah, like the first conscious memory I have is 2,000 years ago. So what brought me on the spiritual path? Yeah, a meeting with a being of light, you can say. 2,000 years ago. And this lifetime, I spoke already about it, like seeing a picture of Mount Kailash and just knowing from inside I have to go there and having a very strong experience there. But also the wish to come out of depression was, you know, like, was kind of the fuel also. Yeah.
So this question is to both of you. Do you feel that it's necessary for some people to really go through this kind of severe existential crisis in order to awaken? I've known people, I've some friends here, friends completely mad.
Yeah, to some people it can be, yeah, that way. Like, it's no criteria, you know. Like, each individual has its own way, kind of. It's like no, you know, it's like no common kind of, you know. Common, you know, some common things, you know, but not many common things.
So there's no way to help these people who have completely lost the plot.
No, I think there will be a way, of course, to help them. Yeah, you know, it's just probably, you know, not in one day, no. It's like in longer time. You know. So maybe silence a little bit.
How do we know that we are improving?
You know, I think you will know by yourself, you know, something, you know, like, you know, some light, you know, something. Does this is not last time.
No, it's okay. Not last time.
It's not last time.
Come up with a question.
So it's not last time, but we keep quiet a little bit.